You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Thursday, July 24th. I'm Nick Jasinski, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is $5 billion. That's the penalty that Facebook agreed to pay in a settlement with the government on Wednesday. It's the result of an investigation into the social media giant's data privacy practices during the Cambridge Analytica affair. More specifically, the Federal Trade Commission found that Facebook had violated a 2012 order over user privacy practices. The penalty is the largest ever over consumer privacy issues. The settlement will also impose new restrictions on Facebook's operations, and it will aim to hold Facebook executives, including founder and CEO Mark Zuckerberg, accountable over their privacy decisions in the future. The next number up is also $5 billion. That's the value of assets that Sprint and T-Mobile US will reportedly sell to Dish Network. The assets include some wireless spectrum and Sprint's prepaid phone business. A deal is seen as necessary to secure approval for the proposed merger of T-Mobile and Sprint. It would satisfy the U.S. Department of Justice, which wants to keep the wireless industry competitive with four national U.S. wireless carriers. Dish already has a sizable spectrum portfolio and would also use new T-Mobile's network for several years while it builds its own infrastructure. This agreement hasn't been confirmed by any of the involved players, but we may hear a formal announcement when T-Mobile reports earnings this evening. Our last number is, yep, you guessed it, $5 billion. That's how much Boeing is setting aside to compensate airlines for delays associated with its grounded 737 MAX planes. That's after taxes. The expense hit Boeing's second quarter earnings hard. On Wednesday, the company reported losing close to $6 a share. Wall Street had been expecting earnings of almost $2 a share. And Boeing didn't give much new information about the 737 MAX. It wasn't all bad news, though. The company's service and defense businesses performed well in the second quarter. But the 737 MAX's woes will likely remain an overhang on Boeing's stock until it can return to service. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Thursday, July 24th. I'm Nick Jasinski, and I'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a lovely day.